William Mullen was reared in a godly Northern Irish home by his mother after his father was killed in the First World War. He rebelled against that upbringing and lived a life of sin and crime for many years. One night, when he was about to commit a robbery, God smote his heart with a passage from Revelation chapter 6 that he'd heard preached at a Newton Ards evangelistic meeting. "The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" It was this that brought Willie to Christ. Willie Mullen went on to become one of the greatest preachers in the British Isles. He pastored the Lurgan Baptist Church for many years, with a regular attendance of 800 at the Wednesday night Bible studies. Thousands were converted through his ministry. Willie Mullen always preached with a tender heart, and yet a directness that let the sinner know he meant business.
You see, this is absolutely immutable. This is immutability now, and it's very important. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. Nobody else would do. King William wouldn't do. The Virgin Mary wouldn't do. There is nobody would do. Listen, dear, unless you listen with two ears, without the shedding of Christ's blood, you'll go to hell. You got that now? Because if you're wriggling back there just now and think that because you were circumcised or because you were sprinkled or because you were confirmed or because you have something else, let me say this to you again. Without the shedding of Christ's blood, you'll go to hell. Now come off it and sit up straight and listen to God's word for once and stop your wriggling, you religious Pharisees. Just listen to God's word, because I'm hitting you now. This is an impact. This is God just thumping your heart. You listen to what it says. Without the shedding of Christ's blood, there is no pardon. I'll tell you, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no redemption, there is no relation, there is no redeemer, there is no remedy. I'll tell you this, there is no repose. You can't get rest for your conscience apart from the power of the blood. You know, when the devil came to tempt Luther, he wrote Luther's sins on a big script on the side of the wall. And Luther cringed for the moment. These were his sins. But in his sleep he lifted his pen and penned across it, "The blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin." Dr. Ironside said to me once, "I think this is the greatest verse ever penned." Listen to the words, "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross." Do you believe this? God, I assure you, I believe it. "Is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more." This is what you call salvation. And your heart cries, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul."